Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What a disastrous weekend it was in San Francisco. Just a horrendous, awful, disappointing road trip for the Philadelphia Phillies, who go out to the West Coast, drop 2 of 3 from Arizona, and then proceed to drop 3 of 4 in San Francisco as 60-58 on the season. Now 2 games back in the wild card. We did the whole "if the season ended today" thing. No more. If the season ended today, this Phillies team would be right where they deserve to be, sitting on the outside looking in there, 27-34 since the 1st of June, and just a really disappointing weekend in San Francisco, dropping 3 of 4. We will dive into it all. This is Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Monday, August the 12th, and it is the day where I think a lot of people who were finally really trying to believe that this team had a chance at the wild card, had a chance to make some noise, whatever, it feels like today is the day it's all come crashing down. And for most of us, it's come crashing down for a while, but just a awful, awful weekend, awful road trip. A Phillies team that, again, heads into the road trip as a wild card team, coming off a just awful series at home, losing 2 of 3 against the Chicago White Sox team that is flat out bad. There's no other way to put it. Just a bad, bad, bad baseball team. You lose 2 of 3 to the White Sox at home, then they go on the road for a massive series against the Diamondbacks and the Giants, two teams who are competing in the wild card, two teams who entered the week, you know, either somewhere between a game and 2 games back of the Philadelphia Phillies. And you lose 2 of 3 in Arizona, which we all remember how disappointing that was, including just a no-show on the last game of the series, the rubber match game of the series, 1-1. You just don't show up. Your only run comes on a Bryce Harper home run in the 9th inning. Lose 6-1. Embarrassment in that spot as a team showing up, all that. And then you go to San Francisco, a team that just came here to Philadelphia, and you were able to win the series. A team that, while they are competing for a wild card, is a team made up of a bunch of guys no one's ever heard of in their lives other than a couple of their pitchers. And then they handle the Phillies. They handle them. It wasn't even competitive. 5-0 loss on Thursday. We talked about that on Friday. Madison Bumgarner one hits the Phillies. They got 1 hit against the Giants. And they come back on Friday. You're feeling a little bit better. 9-6 victory. Bryce Harper, the 2 big home runs. And we'll dive into each of these games. You're feeling a little bit better. But then 3-1 loss on Saturday. The offense yet again does nothing. And then on Sunday, just a really disappointing 9-6 loss. As this team, it really feels like the season has and is and will slip away from them in this moment here, as again, it's just this is the second year in a row we've seen this team come into August competing, and last year even more so, a less talented team but a better record, and just start to fall apart. And look, we there's still a month and a half of baseball left to play. We don't know that this is the trend that will continue, but it certainly feels really similar, doesn't it? It feels really similar to what we saw last happen with last season with a less talented team. It feels like a team that is starting to pack it in and give up. But I know that's not the case. This team's too talented, I think. But really, 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 we've talked a lot about this year about how this team has just not shown up and been motivated in big spots. How it seems like every big game they lose. And to go out on this West Coast trip, your last West Coast trip of the season, your last real road trip of the season in the sense of leaving the East Coast for an extended period of time. This is the last time they do it all season. And they lose 5 of 7. And they do it pretty handily. So I just don't see how you don't look at this team right now and just be incredibly, massively disappointed with this squad. We'll look at where they are in the wild card race in a minute, in a few, and look at the schedule coming up this weekend. Much needed off day today after the 7-day week in the West Coast. But, man, I don't know if one off day is going to get them back to where they need to be. Let's dive into what happened this weekend. The Phillies now sitting at 60-58 on the season, 27-34 since June 1st. Friday, their only win of the weekend, a fun game. It was a fun one. Drew Smyly was not as crisp or as good as he has been in his other starts. Obviously, the third start he had that rough inning, but then kind of able to pull it together. But on Friday night, less so. Pitches 5 2/3 innings, give up 6 runs, only 4 of them earned, but 7 hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, just was not dominant. And look, I think it's probably fair to expect Drew Smyly to be more this version than the guy who was dominant in his first 2 starts. People get a book on him. Not that surprising. Luckily, the bullpen, for the first time in a while, had a nice outing here. Bullpen goes 3 1/3, shutout innings. Jose Alvarez pitches a clean inning, a scary inning, but a clean inning to get the win. Mike Moore in a clean inning. Ranger Suarez a clean inning. And then Hector Neris gets his 20th save of the season. That was a nice win. The Phillies won a nice one. Bryce Harper goes 2 for 4 with 4 RBI, 3 runs scored. His first multi-homer game as a Philly. Let me say it again. His first multi-homer game as a Philly. And it happened on August the 9th. We'll take it, right? We'll take whatever we can get. But they do win this one. And Harper with a big monster home run late that puts it away in the 7th inning to make it 8-6. They were down 6-5. They fought back. You felt like they had to fight back some resiliency, and you felt it. You saw it. They do the job. Corey Dickerson had 3 hits, including a bases-clearing triple in this game. A nice outing. And they do win. And you're starting to feel a little better, right? You know, you're like, okay. They might have lost that first game 5-0. They might have gotten 1 hit, but we're starting to feel a little better. All right, now what we got to do is win 1 of the next 2. Worst case, best case, we win 2 of the next 2. Oh, but alas, the Phillies would win none of the next 2. It's on Saturday, a 3-1 loss. Jeff Samardzija just shuts the Phillies down. So they had Jeff Samardzija and Madison Bumgarner both make them look silly from a lineup perspective. Corey Dickerson homered in the first inning for the Phillies to get the game going in the first inning, and that was it. Get nothing else the rest of the game. Samardzija goes 8 innings, allows 2 hits, only that 1 run, 5 strikeouts, no walks. Will Smith comes in and shuts her down in the 9th, a 3-1 victory. The offense just unable to get anything going. Corey Dickerson, 1 of the 3 hits. Also, Cesar, a hit, and Sean Rodriguez, a hit in a pinch hit situation. That was it. Three hits. And Velasquez, hey, he wasn't as good as the last time up. Velasquez pitched all right, man. 5 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk. Was not great. Had some trouble with some home runs, but otherwise I thought Velasquez was okay. You know, kind of bared down, pitched a little bit better. I wasn't super disappointed, but they just didn't do anything else. They did nothing else. Jose Alvarez, Blake Parker, Zach Evanall pitch a clean inning, but it was not to be. The lineup gets nothing going, and Hoskins, man, Reese Hoskins, 0-for-3 in this one. He would have another poor showing on Sunday. Hoskins has been horrendous. Hoskins has just been flat-out bad since the All-Star break, batting under .200 since the All-Star break. It has been a rough stretch of baseball. Hoskins, who is the one guy it felt like we could count on for a while there, is starting to regress as well. Just a rough stretch of baseball for Reese Hoskins. And 3-1, that loss on Saturday. So especially after the loss on Thursday, to show up and get 1 hit against Bumgarner, and then to play that game on Thursday or on Saturday, you have 2 games over this series where you combine for 4 hits in those 2 games. I mean, that's embarrassing. You put up 1 run over 2 games. Embarrassing. Just completely outplayed. And that's not even including the Diamondbacks game that you think about, the 6-1 game. And they put up 1 run or less in 3 out of 5 games. I mean, come on. 3 out of 4 games. Excuse me. I mean, that's embarrassing. That is embarrassing. They get beat 6-1, 5-0, 3-1 in a span of 4 games. It's really bad. This is a lineup that was supposed to, quote-unquote, carry this team. You see Bryce Harper go out and hit his 2 homers, have that big game on Friday, and then nothing translates. Nothing carries over. There's no night-to-night consistency or no night-to-night excellence from this team. It just doesn't happen. Again, this is a team that has yet to win more than 5 games in a row all season long. They have not been good enough to win more than 5 games in a row. I mean, the Mets just won 15 out of 16 before losing yesterday. 15 out of 16. It takes 2 months for the Phillies to win 15 games, it feels like. Just a major disappointment, that showing on Saturday. And then yesterday, Sunday, a game they, like, look, for all intents and purposes, have to have, right? I mean, that's the way you have to look at it. There's a game you have to have. You have to split this series. You can't lose it. You just can't lose it. And what do the Phillies do? They freaking lose it. Arrieta just didn't have it. Worst showing since the bone spurs. Goes 3 innings, lost 5 runs, 7 hits. Just had nothing going, only 66 pitches. The pen comes in and unable to get the job done. Sadly, Nick Pivetta, who's been so great, struggles, gives up the winning runs ultimately, along with Jose Alvarez gives up technically the winning run, and then Pivetta knocks on a couple. But it just really started from the tip. The Phillies fought back. They go down early 2-0, but they fight back, take a 3-2 lead, then a 5-2 lead, but then all falls apart in the third as Arrieta gives up a home run to Yastrzemski and then a few other runs, making it 5-5. The Giants would take a 6-5 lead in the sixth. Corey Dickerson ties it up in the eighth. Feeling excited. You're like, all right. They can fight back. They can do this. And then in the eighth, the Giants pulled away, put up a 3 spot against Jose Alvarez and company, Nick Pivetta. And that was it. That was the end. Phillies unable to fight back. It was nice to see them fight a little bit in this one, I suppose. But just yet again, not good enough. Bryce Harper 1-for-3, a couple RBI, 3 walks. Nice to see Rhys Hoskins. Hoskins 0-for-4. He's down to .245 on the season. .385 OBP for the first time that I noticed, at least this season. For the first time in a long time, slugging percentage at .494, under .500. Man, Rhys has been ice cold. Segura goes 1-for-6 yesterday. JT, nice enough game, 2-for-3, scores 3 runs. Kingery 2-for-4, but that was it. Rodriguez does nothing. Corey Dickerson, pinch hit early on, but didn't do anything. Cesar had a nice 3-for-4 day, but that was it. Just, again, just a massively, massively, massively disappointing weekend for the Phillies. Just really an incredibly disappointing weekend. They could not have been more disappointing. I can't emphasize it enough. You know, they just really, in a series that they had to add, a team that you felt like was in this race. And technically, look, they still are. We'll get to the wild card race in a minute, but this is a team that is still in the wild card race, but they just don't feel like a team that deserves to make the playoffs. They don't feel like a team that you should believe in to make the playoffs. They don't feel like a team that has that capability. I know it's crazy to say, but they just don't feel like a playoff team. They don't look like a playoff team. At no point have they made me feel like they deserve to be a playoff team. You know, Aaron Nola pitches this weekend. They don't show up. They get waxed. You feel like those are the games you can have. I mean, there's just no consistency. There's nothing to count on with this team. And again, 27-34 since June 1st. Jim Salisbury had an interesting piece on NBC Sports Philadelphia this morning that talking about this team and you know, implying theoretically that something could be coming. Salisbury writes, things have gone so badly for the Phillies lately that you have to wonder if the front office will use the opportunity of an off day on Monday to shake some things up with possibly a coaching change or a personnel change. Just something to keep an eye on. Here's the money quote right here. The situation seems ripe. Man, he goes on to say that they're trailing the wild card race by 2 games, 44 games left. His baddest thing's been manager Gabe Kapler is still full of fight. Of course he is. Here's what Gabe had to say. It was a tough trip, a disappointing trip, Kapler said moments after Sunday's loss. This is from Salisbury's piece. We didn't execute enough on offense or on the mound, and now we have to go back home. We know we're in the hunt. We have to continue to fight. What we have control over is how we respond to getting knocked down, and this road trip was definitely that. We will get up, and we will get up strong. Sure. All right, Gabe. I mean, why would I believe that this team's going to get up and get up strong? I mean, all your rhetoric just comes across as hollow. Didn't you just tell me this team was unbeatable when they play their best? Certainly didn't look like that against San Francisco. And it all comes back. Look, I think it all revolves around right now this Gabe situation. And Gabe, as we've discussed many times on this show, just continues to not be real enough for me personally in these post-game press conferences. I don't need him to rip his team. I don't need him to throw players under the bus. But just be real. Just act like what happened on the field is reality and what I saw is actually real, that you didn't play well enough. Tell me you didn't play well enough. You know, don't come out and try and say, oh, but this, oh, but that, or, oh, we can be unbeatable. Just come out and be like, yeah, we stunk. We're not good enough right now. Facts. That's how it is. Because that is facts. And this team just has not been good enough. And I think that the rhetoric that comes out of the manager's office night after night, game after game, is just silly. And it just feels hollow. There feels no reality to it. And look, again, you can only talk so much about this team and about what they can do and then believe it until a certain point it doesn't happen. And then, look, this is a really interesting piece from Salisbury. Salisbury's saying, theoretically, expect a change potentially. I mean, that is, he says, just something to keep an eye on. The situation seems ripe. A coaching or a personnel move, it doesn't seem like that they've been interested in making coaching moves at all, but I don't know why. I mean, John Maley could go right now, as far as I'm concerned. What has that guy done? This lineup just has consistently underperformed, and at a certain point, I'm all for blaming the players. I get that. I agree with that philosophy. These players have not played well enough. They just haven't. They need more from the players. Get it. Got it. Good. That also doesn't mean that I'm just going to let people keep rolling out there. And at some point, a coach has to take the brunt of this, right? At a certain point, someone has to be responsible. And I'm at that point with John Maley. I think he's got to be responsible. This lineup just has consistently underachieved night after night after night after night after night. They are talented enough. We've talked about it. You look at some of the teams that have offenses that have been successful this season, and they're offenses that aren't as talented as this Phillies team. They're just not. And this Phillies team just consistently underperforms. They never hit home runs. They never get big hits. They don't show up for big games. At what point do you have to stop and say, all right, this is on X. This is on Y. It's not just this ineffable thing. It's not like you just keep doing it forever and it doesn't work. It comes back. It's interesting because it does come back to that Nightingale Kapler article that basically implied that the Phillies will not do anything with Kapler after the season, that he will be back. But, man, I'm telling you, if it continues down this road, if this trend continues, I don't know how they keep Kapler. Look, right now they're two games out of the wild card all of a sudden. This is a team that for the last month we've been, oh, if the season ended today, they're a wild card team. Oh! I mean, how many times have we said that? It's been a joke of a phrase at this point. That's all we've talked about. Oh, they're right there. They'll get there. Don't worry. They're going to make the playoffs. Right now they're two games out of the wild card all of a sudden. And they're trending the other way. They're certainly not trending as a team that's going to fight back and claw back in. So if this team falls apart again, if this happens for a second straight season and Gabe presides over another collapse, he's not back. I'm sorry. I don't care what that Bob Nightingale article said. There will be riots in this city if they bring Kapler back after another collapse like that. And again, I think this team is talented enough to not collapse like that. I think they're certainly good enough to right the ship here. They have enough talent. I mean, again, these teams that we're talking about, the New York Mets are ahead of them. Kill me. Kill all of us. This is what we were not. I mean, come on. You know, what happened here? How could this have happened? But they're still good enough. They're still talented enough. They're not that far out. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. But if they just continue on this trend, if this season just continues to be frittered away with loss after loss and big series and competitive series and you can't even beat bad teams and all that, and they end up 5, 6, 7 games out of the wild card by the time this season ends, I don't think Gabe comes back. I just don't. I don't see how you do that. I don't see how you sell that to your fan base. I know that you might love him because he does what you say and stuff in the front office. And as they implied that he's, you know, they're indoctrinated in their front office ways and all that. And I think all that's important stuff. He's got to do better. This team has to do better. They have to compete for this wild card spot if Kaplan wants to come back, at least in my eyes. I don't see how it works out otherwise, but who knows? I've been wrong before. And this team right now, this organization as it's currently comprised, this front office, all that, is not necessarily done things the way we expect them to do it at all times either. So I think it's going to be really interesting. I think the way this season plays out will factor into Kapler keeping or losing his job. And I think it's going to be – I really don't know how it's going to play out at this point. I mean, if I had to guess, I would lean more towards last year than them turning it around. I mean, why would I believe in this team? All the recent evidence I've seen says that they're just going to fold, that they're not going to show up for big games. So I guess that's kind of where I'm at right now. But I can be convinced of the opposite is the point. So big stretch of baseball coming up. This team's last stand, as it were. Speaking of the wild card race right now, the Phillies, the Washington Nationals in the top wild card spot by a half game over the St. Louis Cardinals right now, sitting at 62-55 on the season. The Cardinals at 61-55, so tied in the loss column, just one game back. In the win column after that, the Milwaukee Brewers a half game back of the Cardinals at 62-57. Then the New York Mets a half game back of that at 61-57. And then the Phillies, a full game back of the Mets at 60-58. Diamondbacks only a game behind the Phillies at 59-59. The Giants at 59-60, only 3.5 back. Then the Reds 5 back. Padres 6.5 back, and so on and so forth. So still an incredibly crowded field here. You look at it from the Giants on up to the Nationals. That is 4 games that separates 7 teams. So only 2 of those teams will make the playoffs. So it's a really interesting race. I think, you know, you still feel confident saying that none of these teams are that good. You know, you don't worry too much about them from that perspective. But I think you also feel confident in saying that the Phillies aren't very good. You know, I think that's pretty clear. I mean, you want to go by run differential. The Washington's at plus 47. St. Louis plus 16. The Mets are plus 12. The Diamondbacks are plus 67. Then it's the Phillies at minus 33. The Brewers at minus 20. The Phillies are minus 33. The Phillies have the fifth worst run differential in the National League. Fifth worst. Oh, excuse me. They're one run, so sixth worst. The Padres are minus 34, so one run separates them. The Phillies haven't been very good. They don't feel like a playoff team. They're not playing like a playoff team. They don't deserve to be a playoff team. And right now, I don't think they're going to be a playoff team, as these other teams are playing better. We will see as it kind of plays out here. Massive, massive, massive week coming up here as the Phillies come home after a just awful, horrendous West Coast trip. And big-time baseball. Day off today, then the Cubs in town tomorrow. Jason Vargas against Jose Quintana, who's having a rough year. Lefty-lefty battle there. Then the big one, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Just a massive game from so many angles. But Aaron Nola takes it against Cole Hamels. Hamels! The return to Philly for Cole. That is going to be a sellout. That'll be a fun one. Of course, Nola lining up is a lot of fun, too. Then Drew Smyly against Yu Darvish, who's been really good for the Cubs lately. Now, when that is a massive series, the Cubs in first place in the National League Central, you obviously don't feel great about it. Then after that, the Padres to town here. Vincent Velasquez against Chris Paddock. Paddock's a way better pitcher. Jake Arrieta against Dinelson Lamet, and then Jason Vargas against Joey Lucchese. And then after that, a day off, then heading to Boston, and then to Miami, home for Pittsburgh, home for the Mets. So a real important, crucial streak of baseball coming up here as the Phillies really season on the line. You know, that series against the Mets in a few weeks is the end of August. So they have, before the end of August, Cubs at home, Padres at home, at Boston for 2, at Miami for 3, home for Pittsburgh, and then you're playing the Mets at home to begin September. Not a lot of baseball left for this team to finally figure it out and put it all together and become unbeatable, like Gabe said, which is just ridiculous. But right now, I'll just take making the playoffs. I'll just take winning some games here, winning some series, not disappointing. So that all starts now. Off day today, big one. Then tomorrow, the Cubs come to town. Philly's coming home from that brutal West Coast trip. Hopefully, they can figure it out at home against the Cubs. Either way, we'll dive into it tomorrow. We'll talk more about the series, the importance, where this team's at, more, and all that more coming up
Again, enjoy the off day today as Phillies need it because they need to figure out something to get back in action. Find a way to win some baseball games before the season slips away. So until tomorrow, we'll be back to talk some Phillies Cubs. Until then, thank you for listening to Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.